America's favorite brand for dishes presents The Brighter Day. The Brighter Day. Our years are as the falling leaf. We live, we love, we dream, and then we go. But somehow we keep hoping, don't we, that our dreams come true on that brighter day.
May I interrupt here to tell you something that can be important to the health of your family this winter? Listen. Dreft in your dishpan can actually help protect your family's health as no suds ever could before. Yes, when you wash dishes with Dreft, you're helping to cut down on colds, flu, and other illness. Now, I'm sure you wonder how your dishwashing suds can possibly have anything to do with health. The answer is this. Public health authorities, doctors, have discovered that germs can breed in dishwater film. If you've seen slightly cloudy glasses, you've seen this germ-breeding film. And even dishes that look clean can still carry this dangerous film. Yes, clean-looking dishes can carry cold germs, flu, even scarlet fever and whooping cough. But the amazing thing about Dreft is it never leaves any germ-breeding film. That's how Dreft helps protect your family's health. Dreft washes dishes healthfully clean, free of film as no suds ever could before. So always wash your dishes in thick, rich Dreft suds. Give them a hot rinse, the hotter the better, then let them drain dry. They'll shine even without wiping. You'll put them away free of film, healthfully clean. And just by washing your dishes this easy Dreft way, you may actually help save a youngster from a cold, help keep flu from spreading through the family. So heed the warning of health authorities. Help protect your family's health. Wash your dishes healthfully clean with Dreft. The brighter day. Well, the blow has fallen. Papa Dennis has lost his church. Papa Dennis is a clergyman, and the other day, one of Papa's many daughters got her picture in the papers under circumstances not too pleasant. And now the vestrymen have decided that Papa must go. Well, the Reverend hasn't yet heard the bitter, bitter news. But Liz has heard it. Liz, 25 years old, the daughter who keeps the family together. And as Liz stands there in the shabby, beloved old parlor in the Dennis house, the bright afternoon sunlight pouring through the window seems to mock her heartbreak. Dr. Jerry Forrester, Liz's fiancé, bites his lip at Liz's tears. Listen.
Liz. Oh, but no, there's nothing to be said. Okay, go ahead. Cry.
How will I tell him, Jerry? How on earth can I or anyone else tell him?
I know. I know. Would it be better if I told your father?
Oh, no. I'm the one to do it. I'll tell him.
It won't be easy. Poor guy.
Oh, it must be wonderful to have such power over people. Papa's almost 60. But their royal majesties have spoken. He has a family. We're poor. But the breath of scandal has touched our church, or so their royal majesties choose to think. And so the sinner must be put to death, and the rest of the family, too. And they call themselves Christians.
Oh, golly. And I can't say a word for comfort. Okay, cry it out, Liz.
When Papa walks down the street, even the little kids tag along after him. In the middle of the night, let someone call up here, somebody's sick. It can be the middle of winter and Papa goes out. One day, I stopped at the church, and there he was on his hands and knees trying to sew up a rip in the carpet. People don't just tip their hats when he passes the street. People smile. How are you, Reverend? They care. It's because they know that he cares about them. Even Mr. Bliss. Mr. Bliss calls himself an atheist. He tips his hat to Papa. Atheist. He's a truer believer and a better man than the people who have done this to Papa.
There's no question about that, Liz. Your father is a saint. He lives like a saint. He thinks like a saint. His heart is full of love. The world's always rewarded its saints with misunderstanding and suspicion, yes, and with a cruel death. That's the price of saintliness.
Well, need it be? What's the good of saintliness if the powerful men are always so cruel?
Would you change your father, Liz?
Oh, no, no. Of course you're right. Papa is Papa, and I wouldn't change him for anything in the world. And Jerry is Jerry. Oh, thank you, darling. Kiss me once, and then you better leave the Dennises to their own devices.
I'm home! Me, Liz!
Oh, yes, dear.
All right, my beauty. I have a million things to say, but I love thee, funny face. I love the way your ears come out of your head. I love... Will you forgive me? I love even the way your sweet, generous mouth is tremulous at the corners now, not knowing whether to smile at Jerry or weep for Papa.
They smile for Jerry. They'll always smile for Jerry. Oh, Jerry, Jerry. Let me hold on to your arms for a minute. Oh, so very solid. Oh, I'd be so very nothing without these two strong arms of you, my dear.
God willing, these arms will always be here. Elizabeth, Susan, Dennis.
It's the only thought that keeps me going. Kiss, please.
Well, that was peanut butter, Liz. Do you mind if I make a... Oh, who's that you're kissing, Liz? Oh, good, it's Jerry.
Good afternoon, Patsy. Whom does your sister usually kiss?
I don't pay much attention. About the peanut butter, Liz, do you mind if I make a lettuce and tomato sandwich on toast? Peanut butter's gone.
Make whatever you want to, dear. I'll be there in a minute.
Okay. Then I'll go down to the store and get some more peanut butter. Be seeing you, Jerry.
Yes, Patsy.
Call me up tonight, darling.
May I come over?
Oh, no, darling. Spare yourself.
I can't spare myself when you're not being spared. I'll be here.
All right. Oh, Jerry, is this what it is to be a weak woman? The sense of reliance I get from you. Where's my courage?
You're plenty of woman, Lizzie Dennis. Sometimes you scare me. You're so much woman. God bless you, Liz. And once more, I think it's the dirtiest thing that ever happened. Oh, let me tell you goodbye this way.
Well, I need tomatoes. May I make a bacon sandwich? Oh, are you at it again?
Run along, Jerry. Yes, Patsy.
I'll call you before I come over. Goodbye, Patsy. What's the square root of 64 million?
Huh? I think it's, 8,000. Yes, 8,000. That one's easy.
All right, now it's the square root of 64 million and 2. Think about it.
The square root of 2 is a very interesting mathematical concept.
Yes.
The square root of 2 is very difficult to arrive at. In fact, I believe the square root of 2 must be represented by an approximation.
Okay.
It lies somewhere in the neighborhood of 1.4.
Yes, that's fine, dear.
Well, there are many such interesting mathematical concepts. For instance, the value of pi. What is pi?
Patsy,
pi is a ratio.
Patsy,
what
not
ratio?
Now.
Pi?
Tell me about it later. I want to go upstairs. When Papa comes in, will you tell me right... Oh, I can't go up. I've got to start cooking. What were you telling me about peanut butter?
Just saying there isn't any. Liz, you sound funny. Is anything wrong? Liz, you're crying.
If we're out of peanut butter, why don't you go and get some more? Haven't you anything better to do than stand here? Oh, Patsy, I don't mean to scold you.
Is there anything wrong, Liz, that you want me to concentrate?
Go buy your peanut butter. I think there's a quarter in the jar. Don't forget to count the change.
Peanut butter is 44 cents.
44 cents? Somebody tell me what I'm going to feed these kids now.
Look,
Papa. Althea, Grady, Bobby.
Liz, can I help? What is it?
Later, precious, not now. Who is it?
It's I, my dear. Continue your activities. I'm going upstairs.
Oh, Papa, wait a minute. There you are, Papa, darling. Did you have a... Oh, Papa, you know.
Yes, I know.
Know what? What's going on around here? Who is the Lord smitten?
Whom has the Lord smitten? He
Truly hath he smitten me and my house, yes.
Papa! Patsy, darling, are you a big girl now? Oh, yes, you must be. We're terribly sorry, Patsy. The vestment... Papa's looking for another church, Patsy. Now, hush, dear. How did you find out, Papa?
I happened to meet my friend, Albert Pickleheimer. Now, Liz, we must all make a very great effort now to seek courage from the source of all courage. We must rely on the faith within us. The Lord moves in devious ways his wonders to perform. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We must try to fortify each other. And I'm very sorry that your father is such a failure. Patricia, my dear little girl, now, courage.
It's Elsie. It's her fault. She did it with her silliness.
Oh, no, baby. How can you say that? Althea will feel worse than any of us. We must be specially kind to Althea.
I went to hear her reading lesson this afternoon, Patsy, yes. Just to make her see that I'm fond of her. She doesn't read very well. That's a fact.
You see, Papa made a sacrifice. Listening to Althea read is a terrible sacrifice. What did she read, Papa? The Shooting of Dan McGrew?
Well, almost as bad. It was the schooner Hesperus that sailed the wintry sea. The wreck of the Hesperus, you know.
I'll bet it was terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, Papa. I'm so terribly, terribly sorry. What's going to happen to us now? Gosh. I feel kind of sick.
Children, my children, what can I say? What can I say?
That the suds you use for dishes can affect the health of your family? It's true. And that's why we say, use Dreft for dishes. Dreft in your dishpan helps protect your family's health as no suds ever could before. You see, public health authorities, doctors, have discovered that germs can breed in dishwater film. Even dishes that look clean to the most meticulous housekeeper can carry this germ-breeding film that often spreads colds and flu through a family. But the amazing thing about Dreft is, it never leaves any germ-breeding film. Dreft leaves dishes healthfully clean, free of film as no suds ever could before. Try it. Always wash your dishes in rich Dreft suds. Give them a hot rinse, the hotter the better, and let them drain dry. Your dishes shine even without wiping. They're healthfully clean. So heed the warning of public health authorities. Help protect your family's health. Wash your dishes healthfully clean with Dreft.
And now, this is Ron Rawson inviting you to listen again to The Brighter Day with Bill Smith and Margaret, makers of Dreft, America's favorite brand for dishes.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.